So the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Simur Rishon and Gimel, regarding the halachas of Shihi and Chazara, on Sif Hei, page 46 of Chaf Gimel on the base, says the Mechaba Mutter Losses, you're allowed to place a pi kedidus chamin b'Shabbos, but a mouth of a pot of hot food on Shabbos, a top shloshon is bashal me'er Shabbos called tzarka. A food that has been cooked from before Shabbos as much as necessary could be in pandish. To warm them up. Why? That's not the normal way of cooking. So that's not a problem. But to insulate beneath the garments that are placed on top of that hot pot, the answer, that's for sure forbidden. Now let it put it on top of a kira, a filigruf of kaduma, even if it's garf or katam. Lo hitira el chazara, because they only permit chazara, okay, the action is bar, like we explained. It says Ramabi Yesh Matirin, some permit litin le toich tanner, to put inside a tanner oven, which had been baked in from before Shabbos, and achash loit minabai, since there was no hatmana done of it, rak ofa bim oigoyim, they just baked in it from before Shabbos, like nishabai rak hevel ma'at, only remains a little heat. In Lochish Labishal, you don't have to be concerned for cooking. He says the Kolboy Ubavachla in the Sam Lagamri, as long as it didn't totally cool down. Yesh Machmir Bezer, some are stringent regarding this. Now, Vimachim Kol Kach Batanin after heat is so much in the Tanner of and Shayat's Ledis by which the hand would recoil from then, us and then it's forbidden. Finally, come on, Simishin Yitches. Mechalad Vam Shasal Asim, the Vam Elo, all the things are forbidden to be done from these things. Asal Loimalay Nihud Lassas, you're not telling non Jew to do. Machin Asal Loimalay Nihud, if it's forbidden to tell the non Jew, Lahochim Akadeva, in the stand, that the heat of the pot if it got cooled off. And if he did this, then also la'ochel is forbidden to eat it as we contain the chav dalid. I feel it's tainin even when it's cold. Says the beseisim in the Rashi and the Tshuva. Amnam, however, in the stand of kolkach, if it didn't cool down so much, shadayin ruvim la'echel, still fit to eat. And chimu oisay in Yehudim. Then if the non-Jew went and heated that up, b'tarim la'echel, then it's permitted to be eaten. Okay, so that's a lot. That's in the Mishnah Berurah the way he explains this. Sivkan paved up. So he said you allowed a place. It's because behei, let a place al pi kedidus chamin by the opening of a pot that has hot on Shabbos. That's affiliated mid salish. Meaning, let's say this pot is on the fire. You let a place on top of that a tavshul, the article of food that was cooked from before Shabbos called tzarkai. Sifkat bebab. This is the mishmar da'ish. You know the das rashba. The pin of the rashba is the double shukran is bashul. Some of the tzemer that already was cooked, the filim nitzan nachech legamri, even if it totally cools down afterwards, too less bimishim bishul. There's no problem about cooking a filo davish is beraitiv, even something that has a liquid. Avol hashulchan aruch sasim lekamam besimishim nechesiv dalki. That's a rush. Shasubit that he holds no, the davish is merak, something that has juice, in the sound if that cools down, yes by achkech bimishim bishul, then there is a problem about cooking again. Now lahalchav a pandish, which is the case that the Mechaber picks, the Mekal Shulchan Aruch L'chaman, that the Shulchan Aruch is leaning to heat it up, that film, yeah, it's Ledes, but like we're saying, even if it's going to get hot, that's Yatzel Ledes, should do the Dabash in right, because somebody does not have juice. Kim Pandish, what is that? Hulachim Ofayim Amul Abbas, it's like a knish, it's a meat knish. It's baked bread that's full up of meat. Everyone holds that there's no bishul anymore. Once it was really cooked, after it's done like even if it's totally cooled down, you can imagine, test up. So it's saying, let's say you have a pot on the fire. Chab is telling you, you're allowed to put food on top of the pot. It was totally cooked, like a case of a kinesh, or somebody similar to warm it up. Why? Because that's not the way of cooking. What does that mean? What does this help? It's somebody says like this. This is the halachas we're learning in this siman. Even though we know the halachas that you're not allowed to initially place food on Shabbos on the stove, I feel this Bible called Tzarkai. I'm not doing bishul, even something was already cooked. You know, I'll put it initially on this stove, vuda b'cham. If it's something that's hot, become my kiri gedufa ketubma. And even if there's a blech, you know, I'll put food initially on the blech. Hasamatam is shum dinir kimavash b'shabbos. You know what the reason is? What's the iser? Because it looks like it's a looking like. It looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. That's the way people usually cook. But you're right, you're not really technically doing anything wrong. But over here, you don't have that problem in derech b'shul b'kach. That's not the way people normally cook. They have sekedera on top of a pot. Doesn't look like cooking. Now, if there's a lot of fat that congealed, yesh la'achem, the one should be stringent because mishum noilid, because it's going to produce something new. Shenimoy chashumin, because the fat is going to liquefy and it's going to create a new entity from into a liquid. Sivkot and peichas. Now, but said the mechaber, abalahat and b'chulu, but to insulate under garments that's placed on the mechem, on the hot water kettle. Oh, that's for sure awesome. But Shlomo, what he means to say is like this: although I'm permitting you to put on top of the pot, but him kederes acham noy mechem. But if the pot of the hot stuff or the hot water kettle, hoy mechusam amal v'gum, was covered on the top with garments, I fill him einish tachtel, even if there's no fire beneath it. Gam ken asl hot napan derish tachas abgum, you would forbid him to insulate the knish beneath the garments, which is atmana. That's a problem about insulating. The Kamal Allah is Aslat Mashab is now insulating the Shabbos, a full tafish of a bush called Torka, become even somebody totally cooked and warm, fulfill a division in the moist of Hebel, even somebody that does not increase the heat. So, therefore, that would be its own problem because the Shar Tzion Pevav says that if there was fire, then also the pot beneath you would not be allowed to keep beneath the garments, as we'll say later on, submission Zain to the Ches regarding doing Hatmana from before Shabbos. That's a problem with Dava Moist of Hebel. But even if there's not fire, that was permitted, but you're not allowed to put this meat kinesh now under garments on Shabbat. Sivka and Peites, the Ramad said that the same thing is that Sha'asa lahanichai. You're not allowed to place it on top of the Kira, even Gufa Ketuma, because the only thing that was permitted is Chazar, like we explained. So he says, because Vahanocha leketchil b'Shabbos, placing something initially on Shabbos on the Kira is also forbidden enough allowed down your sech, even if it's still hot, and some of your allies says, even the more it cooks, it gets worse. That's nisui leketchil, that is something that's always forbidden to be done on the fire on Shabbos. Now, the Ramav went further and says, V'yesh metim, so permit, litein letoich b'chulu, to put it into the oven, which was baked in from before Shabbos, because since you didn't do atmana, you just baked in there from before Shabbos, so you only have a little bit of heat, where then there's no concern about bishul. Where he says, "Hi, no, that is what's this case too much? That you put Shabbos in the morning inside the oven, the food that was cooked, so that it could get warmed up. Although we know that inside the tana and the kiro, we know that even if it's quote unquote blech, it's some type of garva katan. The coals are shoveled away. Oh, so I'll put it back in. They didn't put the whole hot tub because it was only a top. Oh, but here, Achish like minim b'cham the Shabbos. He didn't insulate." Something warm for Shabbos. You just had baked in it from before Shabbos. So the following day, you only have in it a little bit of heat. So it does not seem to be like cooking through that. Someone asked me, so they want to know regarding it. Why putting in the brownies Friday night after the meal? It was only, the oven was off already. It's not much heat. So it doesn't look like a nirmavashal by putting it into the tana, which is Shartzin, he says, a nice peches, he says that even if it has a heat of yatz ledzis boy, however, it's not the way to cook in such an oven where its heat is only, and that's specifically this case, where the heat was only from what was baked beforehand. So even that, where that's a different halacha than when it's not yatz ledzis boy. Here, even if you said it's yatz ledzis boy, but there's not, it was only heated up from before Shabbos, so even so, it wouldn't be a near kibbutz in such a case. Now, if someone had insulated something warm from the evening, then the fish probably did the tana then has a lot of heat. Oh, you also eaten by babayka, then actually would be forbidden to put something inside of it in the morning. The food that was cooked, so that it gets warmed up. This all according to the kolbe, but and the Dachim Moshe Bechim Meramol Elbasim Beis Ba'agam Muchach. Noigim Lahokal Hazel Tegatan. That meaning is to actually be lenient to put it back into the oven. But Chol Gav in all situations, Elishem Masayim Shem Tablach. But it says that it's good to be stringent. Meaning if there's no current fire, that Meikar Dinah would be permitted. And Sifkat and Sani Aleph. Now the Ramad said as long as it didn't cool down Legamri, totally. Meaning, as he explains, because Demoya Tapsham Tsan Lagami, if the food was totally cooled down, Kamala, now we know the halacha is Diyash Ba'id Mishim Bishal, then it would have another problem about cooking. And therefore, Vasla Necha Filipatana Gazelle would be forbidden even to put in such an oven, because the Shemi Giyat Tapsachi Yatzalez, but maybe the food, and again, this is all talking about where it has the heat of Yatzalez, but again, it was only baked in from before Shabbos. So he said there's no problem about Mexican Mavashal. It doesn't look like you're really doing any cooking, because no one usually cooks in something that was only heated the day before. But in this situation, we totally cool down, then you run into actual problem about Bishel, which the Sharetz Inayis Peites says to look at the Bialocha, then Maschal Bavad, which this is exactly what he discusses. Where he says, look at the Rambam that writes that even in something that there's no marak, there's no gravy, there's no problem about Bishel, it's still forbidden if the thing totally cooled down. Why? Because then it's like you're putting into the kiri likat chila b'shabbat, that's forbidden because they only permit chazar. So what does that mean? His intent is that we're going on this pandish, on this meat knish that we said before, which is something that does not have gravy. Now, loch is there's no bishlach bishel, there's no problem with bishel since it's already cooked, even if it gets totally cooled down, as a sense of sifkan peivav. So this is what he's answering, that it's forbidden over here because it's like as if you're initially putting into the kira, and which that he, so he's that that's like a chiddush of halacha, a new halacha, because what does that mean? But there's no problem about bishul, and you're saying there's no problem about maxim gavashul. It's like nasiin l'kitchila. But the Biagrahi writes obavad kanal. What he means to say is that the reason is like he wrote in the beginning of Sebeis that you needed to be specifically resachas hot. Like the Vilna Gaon explained about the other reason, because if it gets cooled down, then there's going to be a more bishul like look over there. And that's what it sounds like if you look into the Dach HaMashu that he writes that something that cools down noigin kibes yosef v'rechosh lahachmer. And that's really where these words of the Mo over here in this Sagra is coming from, which known that the reason the Beis Yosef is Machman because that you need it to be Resachas, it has to be hot, as the Beis Yosef himself asked in the beginning, and the reason why it has to be hot, it's written in Sev Beis, the Beis Yosef himself explains it because of not, it would be Shaykh more Bishul, look over there. Now, all this proves, obviously, the interpretation like the Vilna Gaon. What bothers Magid Ram, but we're going on the Mid Knish, which is Dovah Yavish, as Pasha Teramo, that he's being koil in the Yesh Metim, or something that has marak gravy, and that's what's saying Obavad. That as long as they don't total cool down, we're talking about something that would have a problem by Bishul, which is something that's marak that has. But you're right, but double Yabish would not have this problem. Says Mishmur further, Sivkot and Tzadi Beis. But the Ramah said, but some are machmer bazeh in this. What's the reason? Taimon, the reason is the chazal teretaner, because putting something back in the oven, oil masa is always forbidden. Whether the heat in the oven is a lot or a little, the sages did not give them their words in measurements that, because he heated yesterday and then it's not so much heat, even though it is yad to let this by, so there's no maximum of vassal. No, they disagreed. But meanwhile, however, which was, this was the shayla that someone had asked, this specific only if there's heat in the oven, where that the hand would recoil from, because the if not, in the shows the cloth doesn't have the halacha of an heater at all, and therefore if the Shabbos oven went off and it's not hot, so then you'd be able to put something in. If there's no problem about bishul, it does not have the halacha of Mexican bashul, even according to the Yesh Machmir. Then the Ramah continued, he said, if the heat was so much in the oven that Yatzel led this boy, then it's also not tzach. What you have to say is, because the ilav hachi, if not the case, because even according to the Mesh Machmir would be permitted, which as the Sharetzin Ois Tzadi Gimel explains, that this from the Vilna Gaon, he says that this that appears also, because if not, that's the case, it would sound like that according to the pin that's machmer, would be forbidden in all situations. And there's no reason for that. And then the truth is, Prima Gaon already asked this, right? And also, if you say that according to machmir, which is the pin of Yosef, it's forbidden, even if it's not yet Tzaladis boy, so then his proof regarding this would not be right with the study writes that, come to what type of Nisim Lashurim is this? But in many places, we know such a chilek between Tzaladis or not. And obviously, that the kolboy that's Mekel is talking about even the situation with yet Tzaladis boy. And even so, he holds permitted because still lesser heat. And that is asking according to the Yesh Machmir. And even though the other Achrein Adanochis to this, the Iker is like the Vilna Gaon, which was saying that not the im Achrein Kokach, Sheim Achrein Kokach Batana. That's what Meyach Machmir, it's continuation of the Yesh Machmir. They hope because if it is that Yatzel led this boy, then it's going to be forbidden. And then Ramah said, look at later on, Submission to Ches, we're talking about the Lachas of Mishle over there. And then the Ramah continues, Sivkan Sabidai and Bechol Advarim Bechulu, and all the things that are forbidden to do what we discussed. Forbidden to tell a non-Jew to do, and if it's forbidden to tell the non-Jew, and that's what the Sharetzin says, that Haina, that is, even things that only are rabbinically forbidden, which the Sharetzin Tzadidal brings from the Vilna Gaon, look over there, and he says, because the Isamir Lakum is even by Isser de Rabban, Sivkat Zadihei, and therefore you now tell non-Jew, heat up a pot if it got cooled down. Even if he does not put it on the fire or on the stove itself, literally. So the shuv, even so, as we get to Chav Dalad, also it's forbidden Mishum Isra Bishul because of the problem about cooking, even if it's not legam, because it got totally cooled down. You can permit the food, but even then, the situation was not put literally on the fire. Only on the tana. Since there are halachic authorities that permit it, even for a Jew to do this initially, which in Shin Yud Ches explains that since the Isra Ma'aseh Shabbos is only a rabbinic knas, that's whenever you have a situation that's a suffix, which since you have some paiskim like that, so then one could be lenient, and therefore the b'di'evad would be permitted, because Rama had said if you do this, we've been to eat it. Even cold. Meaning, as Mishnah explains, even though you're not even benefiting from the milk of the non-Jew, since still they penalize Mishnah, you have to wait up until the evening, the amount of time that it takes for this to have done. Since Lamaisa, the non-Jew did the malacha through his command. The non-Jew did it on his own for the Jew, then you could eat it when it's cold. Then you're not having benefit from this that he warmed it up. And he didn't even want it. If that's the case, it's not within the non-Jew's ability to make it forbidden on the Jew. However, the Jew sees him, he has to protest and stop him from doing this malacha. Now the Mark continued and he said, however, if it didn't get so cooled off, that it's still fit to eat, then if the non-Jew heated it up, then it'd be permitted to eat. Says the Mishul Lachem, therefore, afagav shenene meha chamim, which he really means to say meha chimum, even though it's having benefit from it that was warmed up, it's permitted after the fact, since it really was possible to eat it without it being warmed up, because it wasn't so cold. And therefore, even if the non-Jew put it under the fire literally with his command, even so, unless the with the abbot, you shouldn't make the cooked dish forbidden after the fact. And therefore, mutron lachal is permitted to eat it. And even if the non-Jew heated up the dish and the meat together as one, and the dish was not fit to eat initially because it was cold at the beginning. Even so, the meat does not become forbidden because meat you could eat cold. And the fact that it was warmed up, if it wasn't so cold, so then that would be permitted. The Bi'alacham in the Maskal Hachem Akadeiru, they said, forbidden to tell non-Jew to heat up the pot if it got cooled down, even something that's dry, a dry food, a davar yavish, that was totally cooked from beforehand, and got totally cooled down, even though you're right, there's no more concern about cooking anymore, like it's written in the Chesef Tetzav, even so, it's been heated up in the tanner, even through a non-Jew, because even though our tanner are more like a kira, but even on a kira, it's forbidden through chazar when it's not gerufa, and even when it's hard forbidden, according to Magen Avraham, it's forbidden lamadvav, also by guva, it's forbidden when it's totally cooled down, that's considered like moish of the kitchil, like initially putting down, and even with the evidence aser, also over here, when it's still hot, because when it's going to be cold, Prima Gadim is matter. And Sifkat Lamad Chesi writes that since we hold Shavuos Tashavuos Atzorach Shabbos at Prima Ketchila, the Davi Yabish is only a Yisra Abba Nechazara, maybe that some of those makel regarding this through a non-Jew, in Goyim, but we don't get upset at him. And look in the Shara Tshuva and Simen Shin Yud Ches, the name of the Marit, to be makel by Davi Yabish that has no gravy to put it into the Tanna through a non-Jew, even like Ketchila. And this simon is sounds like for many places they don't hold like this. However, it seemed that one could rely on him, Lutzarek Shabbos, to be makel regarding this, as we said in the Prima Gadim. Birchei Yosef, he says, I found the name of one of the achrayim that is inclined, that even by someone that has marak, even if it has gravy, to be lenient, to heat up through a non-Jew if it got cooled down, if he doesn't put it on the fire or the kira mamish, where he relies on the place can that hold, that there's no bishlach bishl, even if it gets cooled down. So tzorchin, if you should rely on this, because this simon does not sound like this. However, if Lutzarek Shabbos has no other way out, maybe you could rely on him on this. Some of the deer shoes
Dirshu 107, Shabur had said that you're allowed to put, like, let's say, knish, meat knish, on top of a pot of hot food, even if it's on the fire. But you see from what he's saying that even though through this, he's going to be adding, the pot's going to add the heat, because the heat is not diminishing, putting the knish on top is not considered as atmana. However, be Allah later on some Rishon Ches, he writes the name of Pribugadim, that since the upper vessel is touching the water kettle, considered like atmana, but miktsas. It's like, since it's touching, it's like partially, according to the Mechaber, and since Sefalf would be forbidden to do this, because he holds that Hatmon is just even touching it, not even fully insulated. According to Mechaber, this would be a problem. And Dirshu 108, that the problem about the scene like Etchila, is because it's Mexican Mavashal. In Shin Yud Ches, he adds another reason that we have to be concerned that if you're putting initially, you can become Mechata. Over there, he's talking about when you're putting on the fire, where it's more concern of Chitur. Dirshu number 109, here we said that, however, putting on top of a pot is not Derech Bishal, or an electric hot plate, Shlomo Zalman writes, has a lach like a Kira, because warm things up on top of it in the Shir V'Yatzalad, just like other types of Bishul, and they're forbidden to put on it initially on Shabbos, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv. Dirshu 111. So the Mishburus had said that if the, let's say sometimes people have a samovar that's covered with a towel on top of it, then even if there's no fire beneath it, you're not allowed to Hatmana of the meat knish under the garments, because it's Hatmana. Now, even that regarding a pot that was covered with garments from before Shabbos, Mishnah writes in Shin Yud Ches, permitted to put with it a kli that has in it a warm topsoil, and he explains that since it's permitted to do chazar and cover the pot itself, you got to cover it, derech agav, also the kli with the topsoil that's hot. Shlomo Zalman explains that it was not permitted hatmana derech agav, indirectly insulating, only when you uncover the cover and then you go back and you cover it. Okay, then you can suspend that the covering was made for the pot that was already insulated beforehand, which is not the case over here. We're talking about insulating a topsoil without uncovering the begadim. It's only by putting it in for insulating beneath them. Yeshua 112, Shabbat said, the minhag is we make it to do chazar into the tanner in all situations. That's dafka regarding returning food that was already insulated beforehand, like he writes in Shar Tzion and Sefkot Nunches, that to put a new food that was not insulated, that's forbidden. Chaznish writes, not to be matter this at all, as Mogen Ram writes, that even the Ramon Sabbez writes the Tevla Hachmer, that is Mekar Din in my first Shabbos, and actually meaning it's Mekar Din, not Tevla Hachmer. Also, Tamich and Ramo over there had the Chazar into the Kira only in Dachim Maisha. So it says that that actually one, there's no head for this at all. Dishon 113 said that it was not yet Tzeled, so it doesn't have a Halach as a Tamish Shosik at all. Not a problem at all. Now, regarding a huge metal plate that's placed on the fire, we call blech, that is places that are far from the flame. A situation that cannot warm up a dish that'll get to Shir V'Yatzalad display, even if it's here all day. Shivzik is major right that permitted to put up with the topsoil, even tchila, says besides for hotels, there you say it's forbidden even for Anash Mekshirim to put on the blech wherever it is. That's the opinion of Skirelitz. On the other hand, the opinion of Yashiv is that there's no difference between different places on the blech. Everything's included in the Kira. Also, Chaznish already writes regarding Piataner that can't give everyone their own Tyra, and therefore it's forbidden to put in these places a topshal betchila. Question number 115, Shar Tzion, Sivkot and Salihei, had said that I said, you can't tell a non-Jew to warm up a pot if it got cooled down. So Sharatzin had said, Mishbura had said, even if you don't put it on literally on the fire or the kira, that there's no Issa Hazar, even so the Mishbura had said, it's still awesome because it's a bishop, because it got totally cooled down. So Sharatzin had said, he says, only on top of the Tanner, or anything similar, which is to lead this or, which is a derivative of the fire. Now, Dirshu 115 brings that even the Mishbura later on said, Kaf Gimel writes, because this Chazar also on top of the Tanner. That's how the Halacha writes in the Maskal Halacha. The Chazanish writes that maybe his intent is for our Tanur, with Mishbura and Sipkot and Bei Aleph, that putting on top of them is considered like Smicha. Chazanish adds on that there would be room to say that his intent is for Chazar when the coals are dimming, which has a Halacha like Ketuma, as Mishbura previously Sipkot and Yudal, but doesn't seem like from his words that that's what he means to say. Issue 117. The reason for a difference, if it cooled down the tavshil and the non-Jew heated up with the command of a Jew, that's forbidden b'chdesh yasa, and between if it was a little bit warm and the non-Jew heated up with the command of a Jew, that it's mutter b'di'evit, the Hashanah explains that a cooked dish that cooled down and was heated up, being over issa d'raisa, never they penalized it. Which is not the case. It was a little bit warm in the heat up, and therefore says mutter b'di'evit. Dirshu 118. Regarding a little bit of a dish that's attached to the meat, Pinchas Kirelitz says it's logical that you're allowed to eat it, even though that klapididine bittel you could say it's not bottle because it's a double shesh l'matirin. It can be permitted after Shabbos. However, it's mustabe that whoever eats it, it's considered like eating only the meat and not the tavshel. And therefore, like we said, that the meat did not become forbidden because that was roi to eat when it was cold. Dirshu 119, like we said, because it was roi to eat even cold. So it's regarding a non-Jew that fixes and smooths out shoes, or he puts linen garments beneath the press on Shabbos, the Mishoretz and Rishon Beis, you get a lot of benefit from it because you could have worn it without that. Now, in Shoyin Halacha, see, Chaim Kenzie points out that from what Mishoretz and Shin Chav Zayin regarding a Nachri, that polished the shoes on Shabbos, that they shined it. It's forbidden to have benefit from the shoes until the evening of Chodesh Yasa, even though you could have benefited even without that. You have to know how to be mechalik between those cases. In Dirshu 127, on the words of the Behalacha, that it was saying that even the Evet, it's Aser, even when it's still warm, that when it's going to be cold, meaning that regarding this halacha that the you can't tell a non-Jew to heat it up. Said even though it was a double yavash, it was already cooked, got totally cooled down, still it's forbidden to heat up in an oven, even to a non-Jew, even with the evitz also. So even the tavshal that's in the samik rally, the more it gets cooked, the worse it is. Chaznish, right? That also with the evitz, even though the Ramah wrote in Sef Aleph that a tavshal in the samik rally that got put back on the fire is not also with the evitz because by putting it back, you did not have benefit. In the Isra, however, this all by Tavsha was returned when it was warm. You did not have the benefit from the Isra at all, ever. Whereas the Tavsha was put back when it was cold, you had to know that it got heated up, and at that moment it was forbidden. Yerusha 128, now when it's cold, Prima Gordon permits it. Chaznish writes that no, even if it was cold, that it gets cooled down, it's still forbidden to eat it, because since it's appropriate to penalize, the tavshil becomes forbidden that moment for the whole Shabbos. And Shoyin Halacha is right, as it sounds like B'nai Halacha previously in Sif Alf, and the Maskel Mechzirim, like words of Chazanish. Yerusha 129, that the B'nai Halacha said, okay, you could align the Prima Gadolim L'tzarech Shabbos to be Mekel regarding this. And Chazanish writes that one should not veer off from those who hold that forbidden, because the Gedim, the Issa Chazara, is not putting the pan on the fire. It's the Etzim that it's there, of the tops on the Asian. Therefore, even if it was put on the fire through a non-Jew or through a monkey, it's still according to Gezerah, and the Jew has to remove it, like regarding the Issa Shia, that the Issa is that it's there on the fire when Shabbos is starting, and not the actual putting onto the fire. And if that's the case, it has nothing to do with Shabbos to Shabbos Mokka Mitzvah. And this Ramah permits to tell a non-Jew to put a pot on the tanner that was not heated up, and the Jew knows that the non-Jew is going to end up heating up it afterwards the oven, and the pot just will remain there on the kira that's not Garfu Katim. The Chazanish explains that since at the time of the putting on the pot,
the town is still cold. So Chazal Mekel to consider that as if like you, they had Shia from the Patron before Shabbat and all Chazar and Shabbos. And he adds on, however, it is possible to say that since it's not the Derech to cook on top of the Tanim that they're opening from the side, that's the case, Mekah Din, it's not considered Chazar on top of the Kirin. Therefore, even though after that the oven gets heated, but Machmud they consider it like on top of the Kira, however, before it gets heated up, then that's why we make a regarding that. Shana Lachas writes that according to the Bir Chazanesh, you could discuss regarding that Mishbur writes regarding water that was placed by a Nachri after the oven was heated, that's possible that that would be permitted.